this year, a brand new season, already week and a half into practice, and numbers look pretty good for your team this year.
Yeah, as usual, you know, we're a little higher on the boys' side than the girls, but boys are looking probably right now between 12, 13, 14 kids. We're not official there yet. Still got some kids, you know, getting some practices in. They all have to have those 14 practices before they can officially compete, so we're dealing with a little bit of that as usual, but I think we're going to be good overall. Girls, right now we're looking at 6 girls, so we have enough for a scoring team, which is always good. I think that makes it a lot more fun for everybody involved. Right now, you know, the girls, looks like there's some quality there. We're young. I'm kind of seeing what we got still, but I like what I see so far.
You have some pretty good veterans, Jade Wren on the girls' side, and also Macy Davis Sr., and 2-3 years experience so far, and to help the young kids and, you know, push them a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, we are a young team. We got quite a few freshmen and sophomores out, especially with the freshmen. You know, they really don't have any idea what to expect walking in, so it's always good to have some of that senior leadership, junior leadership in this case too, since we don't have a bunch of seniors. But you know, they have some role models they can look up to. Everybody, as far as the upperclassmen, seems like they've really been working hard. As usual, you know, there's a few of them that probably could have put a little more work in over the summer, but you know, when they show up to work, they do work hard and do everything I ask them to do. Starting to see some of that verbal leadership where, you know, they're talking to some of the younger kids and pushing them too, and you know, we're going to need that. We have relatively small group of kids, you know, when you compare us to some of the other teams we're going to be competing against, so we're going to need everybody to, you know, step it up and perform at their best no matter how old they are.
With your boys team, you have quite a bit returning, some good runners too. Team, you know, they're pretty, seemed like they're pretty disappointed in how things turned out, just moving up a classification, learning that curve. We felt a little bit more of an emphasis of getting that next step and maybe taking those right steps during the offseason and so far through the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, right. You know, that was a disappointment last year, but I think by the time they figured out, you know, kind of that they are at a whole different level of competition, it was really too late to do a whole lot about it last year. So I think coming into this year, they know what to expect. They've set their goals high. Whether or not we get there, you know, we still have to kind of wait and see, but I like what I've seen so far from the boys too. Again, we got some good quality leadership. You know, some of those younger kids from last year who were learning, you know, the ropes, they've really stepped up their game. You know, I've seen some good hard work throughout the summer from those guys. A lot of people in the weight room. With boys too, you just see, you know, some of that physical maturity happening maybe a little earlier age than the girls. So that should help them quite a bit. You know, right now I feel like we have as much depth as we've had, you know, probably since I've been here. We don't have those, you know, standout runners yet, but we'll see what happens. Maybe some people will make some gains, and we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You're a week away from your first meet there at Goodland. How big is your gap, I guess, for both your boys and girls? Well, girls, I know for varsity, pretty much set there with the 6, but for the boys, the gap there between 1 and 6, 1 and 7, 1 and 8, very wide?
Not as much as you'd think, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I think as a group, the boys have all moved up. You know, we're probably as likely as we've ever been to, you know, be able to place 5, maybe in the top 20, 25 runners in any given race, depending upon, you know, how it goes. But, you know, with that being said, too, I haven't seen some of these kids race for a while since last year, and, you know, I don't know how they're going to respond to that competition. Some kids will look better in practice and then kind of disappear when it comes to competition, and others will, you know, really step it up during competition. So until we get up to Goodland and see how they do in that first meet, you just never know.